Biologists will begin capturing sea otters in southeast Alaska this week in an attempt to learn more about the population. The scientists will capture and release 30 otters at two different sites near Ketchikan and Juneau. Jim Bodkin is a researcher with the United States Geological Survey based in Washington State. He says the team will use lots of different techniques to learn as much as possible about the otters.
From those sea otters, we'll take measurements and samples that'll tell us something about the health of the individuals. It'll also tell us something about their exposure to diseases and contaminants and thermal stresses and other kinds of physiological stresses.
The project is part of an effort that began in 2008 to understand why many sea otter populations are struggling from the Gulf of Alaska to Southern California. In Southeast Alaska, the otter population expanded rapidly for several decades at the end of the last century, but in the last 10 years, those population growth rates have been cut at least in half. Bodkin says one test they'll do on the otters is an advanced technique taken from human medicine. The researchers will measure a panel of genes in the animals to see what types of things they've been exposed to recently.
When you fill your gas with your car with gasoline, you breathe some of those vapors, your body is capable of metabolizing those hydrocarbons that you're inhaling. But in the process of doing so, there's a process where the cell has to tell the body to produce these compounds that are able to metabolize, and that leaves a record in the genes of the organisms that we can measure.
Bodkin says otters tested in previous years from California showed a record in their genes of large wildfires that had happened nearby the year before.